Using podcasts as a listener. What do I need to listen to a podcast? There are a few different ways that you can listen to a podcast, and some of them depend on how the podcast makers are publishing their podcast. Some don't require any more equipment than a PC or a Mac, and some require a bit of extra equipment and software. Let's look at the options. Listening to podcasts on your computer. The simplest way to listen to a podcast is to navigate your way to the website on which it's hosted and find the episode you want to listen to and hit the play button. That's it. All you need for this method is a PC or a Mac and an internal connection. Most podcast websites will allow you to play the podcast episodes directly on the webpage, but obviously that means you're tied down to your PC, which isn't very flexible. Often, the best way to listen to a podcast is to load it onto an MP3 player of some sort so that you can play it while you're out and about. This means downloading the podcast from the website somehow. We've talked about subscription, but I'll get to that in a bit, because the simplest way is to just download the podcast directly from the webpage mentioned above. Normally, the page that allows you to play the podcast will also allow you to download it. So you can download the podcast for your computer, transfer it to your player, whether it's an MP3 player, an iPod, or your mobile phone, and listen to it straight away. For this method, you need a computer, an internet connection, and a digital MP3 player, whether that's a mobile phone, iPod, etc. Automating your podcast listening. Of course, the most powerful way to listen to a podcast is to use all the powers of the RSS feed, automating the whole process. This takes a bit more setting up and requires extra software. But if you want to listen to a lot of podcasts, and particularly if you want to keep up with the whole series, then it's the best way in the long run. Sometimes, of course, you won't need to go this far, and it's easiest just to download one here or there, but it's worth covering. How do I subscribe to a podcast? To subscribe to a podcast, you need special software called a podcatcher. Examples of these are iTunes or Juice, but there are a range of options out there. Many music players have added podcatching capabilities to the range of options, Winamp being a good example. Most of these options are free, so you don't have to pay a penny to get podcasting. Let's take iTunes as an example of a good podcatcher. It's one of the most powerful examples thanks to its great podcast directory included in the iTunes Store. Plus, it's almost certainly the most widely used. To subscribe, you simply go to the iTunes Store and then to the subject you're searching for in the search box. For example, I'm going to search for a web design podcast to keep up to date with my work. The process is, I navigate to the podcast section of the iTunes Store, then type web design into the search box. Once I've done this, iTunes will bring up all podcasts that include that phrase in the title or description. I see one called the Boeg World Show, and I click on that title or icon. iTunes shows me the list of episodes in that podcast series, and I can browse through. If I like what I see, I press the subscribe button, and that podcast is added to my subscribe list. If I go back to the search results and do the same thing with Think Vitamin and the SitePoint podcast. Then, upon clicking the podcast section in the iTunes menu, I see these three podcasts in my subscribe list. Now, whenever I have iTunes running, it'll regularly check for new episodes of each of these podcasts. When I plug in my iPod, iTunes will delete old episodes that I've already listened to and send new episodes to my iPod, all ready for listening when I'm next out. I never need to check for new episodes again. The newest episodes will always be available to me on my player. For this method, you'll need a computer, an internet connection, a digital MP3 player, and a podcatcher application. What if I don't have an iPod? If you're not using an Apple device, you won't be able to use iTunes. But have no fear, there are plenty of good options out there. For example, Samsung produces its own iTunes equivalent called Qais. Download and install Qais, and straight away you're ready to subscribe to podcasts, just as in iTunes, and have the automatically sync with your phone. It's outside the scope of this book to list every podcast management app for every device, but it's definitely worth a look on the manufacturer's site in the first instance. And if that doesn't work, try Googling Podcast App X, where X is the name of your device. And if that fails, we'll have to look at the next section. There's a better alternative. Mobile podcasting apps. The alternative to computer-based software is to use a mobile podcasting app. This means that you have an application on your phone or device that manages all your podcast subscriptions, so you never need to plug in your device to the computer again. Much easier. Apple has their own podcasting app, which offers a nice alternative to iTunes. It still takes advantage of the iTunes Store catalog, though, and it has an excellent directory and is one of the best podcasting apps out there. If you have an Android device, though, don't worry. There are some excellent podcasting tools on the Android platform. BeyondPod is my favorite podcasting app and the one I use to manage my own podcasts. It actually has a lot more flexibility than the Apple app and is far more powerful. All it lacks is a really comprehensive directory, just relying on slightly less powerful search. You can get around that, though, just by searching for your podcast on the web or even using the iTunes Store to search and then copying over the feed URL. Another alternative is Dogcatcher. There are a few more out there, too. Stitcher gets a special mention as a great podcast distributor and has its own mobile app. The directory is more limited than most, but it hosts some great podcasts. Manually subscribing to a podcast. So it is possible to automatically subscribe to a podcast, whether it's through the iTunes Store, the BeyondPod search, or otherwise. Sometimes, though, whatever platform you're using won't be able to find the podcast you're looking for. In this case, you need to manually add a podcast to the player. This is accomplished by copying the web address or URL of the podcast RSS feed and pasting it into the podcatcher. All podcatchers will have a pretty prominent option to add a podcast. Upon selecting that, it will then ask for the RSS feed address. You can normally find a podcast RSS feed address by looking for the website and following links to subscribe. It's often very well advertised. Other times, you'll look for the RSS icon, which is shown in the book. After clicking that icon, you're normally taken to the RSS feed page. You can just copy the address of that page from the address bar in the browser and put it into your podcatcher.